I think it's going to be a busy show today because we've got a regular visit now from the Brentwood Gazette. And once again, we're honoured with the editor of the Brentwood Gazette, who is here in a blue suit this week. Last week it was a red suit. This week is... Do you have any sort of standard black suits or grey suits? We're talking about Alan Woods, by the way. I must introduce Alan Woods.
Good afternoon. Hello. I've got a grey one. Doesn't fit particularly well, so the coloured ones have kind of trumped it a little bit, and the coloured ones continue to reign.
Yeah. Well, it's a talking point always, isn't it?
It's light blue this week. Think Phoenix FM, the 98... kind of that sort of colour.
Yes.
Is that purple? I don't know, I'm colourblind, I can't tell the difference anymore.
Slightly purpley, that one, isn't it? Whereas you're more kind of
sky blue.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, you're here to... incidentally, I must mention this, I was coming out of Shenfield Station today, and such is the popularity of your newspaper that 6 days into the publication of the last edition, somebody bought a copy today.
Did they?
So it just shows you how important it is to people to get their copy of the Brentwood Gazette.
Ideally, I'd have liked to see an empty shelf, but
yeah.
You can't have everything.
It may
you?
Have been the last copy.
It could have been. Someone's still buying it. I can't remember what was on the front last week. Now it's long ago.
So I thought I'd mention that. I thought you'd be interested. So anyway, you pop in, or somebody pops in from your newspaper every Tuesday to chat about the sort of key stories.
Yes.
And of course, I just mentioned one of the key stories.
You did. You've touched on it already, haven't you?
This sinkhole.
Nightmare.
So there was no inkling at all that it was there until they kind of dug and found it.
The story, as we understand it, we're obviously well aware. We were made aware of it over the weekend. The Facebook page didn't stop with these messages popping up saying, what on earth is going on down Ongar Road, near Doddinghurst Road Junction? It seems to me, from what we found out this week, that there was Anglian Water Works going on there. They were trying to repair a sewer. It's about six metres underground, so a fair way down, to be honest. And then it seems to be on Saturday this sinkhole appeared at the site where the sewage works were being carried out. And if you haven't seen it on our website or seen a picture of it on social media, I know it's really doing the rounds, but it is quite a sight. I mean, it's just gigantic. And if it goes down for 6 metres as well, you really have to... Yeah, you think, what could have happened if it had just appeared when works weren't taking place?
Is there a picture? There isn't a picture.
There isn't. No, I've brought you the kind of inside page, not the front page. We've got the sinkhole on the front page,
okay.
So we haven't repeated the same picture inside.
Right.
But it's a monstrosity. It is quite something. Probably very dangerous.
How deep?
6 metres deep.
That's about 20 feet, is it?
Something it's like the height of a giraffe.
And that's why you've got a picture of a giraffe in there.
Oh, that's boiling. Yeah, it is why. The raging debate all morning in the office was, do I put the giraffe sticking its head out the sinkhole on the front page or not? It was voted down in the end.
Right.
Still wanted to do it. Yeah. But
so do you know what the prognosis is, if that's the right word for a sinkhole? You know, what's going to happen there? Are they going to fill it in?
It's not particularly good news, to be honest, neither.
Right.
I don't think no one's actually really said what's going on with it yet, but it's not going to be fixed until at least October.
Right.
At least October.
So we're going to have these three-way traffic lights until
at least the start of October.
Right.
It's not going to disappear overnight, unfortunately. And it is chaos out there. I've just driven into Brentwood. I had to come a really long-winded back route to get here in Doddinghurst Road because there's no way I wanted to queue Wilson's Corner all the way down. Sounds like Sunday was actually the worst day of it. I don't know why it was the worst day of it, because you'd think it would actually be quieter then. But on Sunday, people were saying they were queuing back as far as the BP garage by Calcott Farm. In that direction, Wilson's Corner, and the other. Somebody even said it went to Ingrave Road at one point, the other side of Wilson's Corner. So naturally, then clogged up down past Brentwood Theatre as well. It's really brought the town to a standstill.
I think it's because it's three-way, isn't it? Because you've got three-way traffic lights, the actual sequence is so slow before it comes back to your lights again.
Exactly, and you've got such a volume of traffic trying to get down there. It's bad enough down Ongar Road on a school run as it is, let alone like this. Worth avoiding if you can. There are ways and means to avoid it. Keep them quiet, because I don't want to get stuck
right.
in it.
Okay.
Look at a map.
So the other good news is that Lidl is going to be in Brentwood, yeah?
Yes, it's an update on Lidl. It must have been March last year, I think it was, that we first brought you news that Lidl is looking to open in on the Waits Way site. And since then, everything's just gone very quiet. I've been telling the guys to kind of scrabble around trying to find some kind of follow-up to it ever since, because it was such a popular newspaper that we put out there when we had the news about Lidl coming. that we've been dying to get a follow-up. And it only this week, about 56 weeks on or whatever it is, have we finally actually got an update.
Right.
This week, they've boarded the site off. Waits Way site's now sealed off. You can't get into it. They say that's to kind of prevent it being vandalised. Not far from here, to be honest. If you go into Ongar Road from the top of Doddinghurst Road, go left just before you get to William Hunter Way on the left-hand side. So a good place to queue past when you're trying to get past the sinkhole, I imagine.
So
Lidl is coming. They're committed to still coming to Brentwood. They're having pre-planning application meetings at the minute. We have got a Lidl coming.
So we've got some bad news there about the sinkhole and some good news about Lidl, haven't we?
We have. So anyone who wants their discount supermarket can have this discount supermarket.
Yep.
All good news.
We've got another big story coming up, haven't we? We've decided that because we've got some other guests who are accompanying you today, that so we don't get too confused here, that we'd have a little break, we'd have the news, and then we'd have your third story.
Yeah, the studio's quite a picture right now, isn't it?
It is quite a picture, literally. And we're going
to
get the camera out, aren't we?
We have to.
So we'll just have another tune to take us up to the news, and then we'll have the news, and then we'll have kind of part two of our little chat with
Brentwood Gazette Part 2.
Yeah, kicking off the second hour of the show today, that was Happy by Pharrell Williams, and we've been chatting to Alan Woods, who's the editor of Brentwood Gazette, about the new edition of the Gazette, and he's brought in with him a couple of extra guests. So, who have we got? You're wondering who it is, aren't you? You're listening at home thinking, who's it going to be? In fact, we've got two guys who are clowns. There's Paul, who is Popole, and there's Chris, who is K-Cole. So, let me talk to Chris first of all. These names, did it take a while for you to come up with them, or have you had them for your entire clowning career, as it were?
I've had my name for my entire clowning career because I've got a big mouth. People kept saying, shut your cake hole, shut your cake hole. So it just stuck. So that's why they named me Cake Hole the Clown.
Okay, and you two guys have been working together for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, about 16 years now. Yeah.
Is that your entire kind of clowning career?
I've been doing the circus now for about 25 years. I've done the traditional thing of running away from home and joining the circus as a kid, and I used to go to circuses for my holidays, Easter holidays, summer holidays, and instead of my summer holidays lasting for 6 weeks, it used to last for 12 weeks, and my mum used to have to drag me back home, do my schooling, and as soon as I left school, I ran away from home and joined the circus.
Amazing. So you always wanted to be a clown?
Always wanted to be a clown since the age of four.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So has your act developed at all, or has it stayed more or less the same?
No, we change our act every year because we do a lot of the same places every year, so we have to change the act so the public sees something different every year. But our characters are a bit basically the same. Popole is the white-faced clown, he's the boss, I'm the clumsy one with the big boots, the baggy trousers, getting into trouble, and that's our characters, but we do change our routines every year.
Okay, well, let's talk to Popole now, or Paul.
Good afternoon.
Which one do you prefer?
Mr. Popole.
Mr. Popole.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you're a traditional white-faced clown.
I'm the traditional white-faced clown. I'm with the white makeup, the white pointed hat, the elegant sequin costumes. I am, if you like, the straight man. I'm trying to keep the show running smoothly. I try and play my music. I like everything to be perfect. But unfortunately, K-Cole is always on hand to cause chaos and completely upstage me.
So has your career been kind of similar to K-Cole?
Well, I always liked the circus from when I was very young, but didn't really think it was something you could get into that easily. I thought you had to be born into it. But then I went into theatre and comedy and magic, but did sort of meet K-Cole, and then because when I left university, I saw an advert in the stage newspaper saying young people wanted to train as clowns, so I did it I thought it would be a one-off experience. A lot of my friends went backpacking. I thought, well, I'll go and join the circus for a few months, and then I went into theatre and different things, but I kept in contact with the circus friends that I'd made, and then K-Cole and I were friends, and everyone used to say, oh, you two bounce off each other really well, you should make a double act. And it kind of went from there, really. Yeah. But I always wanted to be the funny one, and it took a lot of persuading for them to persuade me to be the white-faced clown, because I always like being, like I say, the funny one, but the white clown is much more serious and...
So you're kind of a straight man, kind of.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And of course, the kids are always on K. Cole's side, so when I tell him off, you know, they all boo me, and, you know, I'm not very popular some of the time, which used to upset me, but now I've come to realise that any reaction is better than no reaction.
So, you, I mean, you're running your own circus now, basically, aren't you, you two guys?
We are, yes. Circus Wonderland, currently in Billericay.
It was always our dream. We worked for lots of different shows over the years as a
Well, including all the big... I mean, Billy Smarts, I can think of. I don't know too much about circuses, but that's the one that kind of...
Yeah, Billy Smarts, Bertram Milchipper feels it all finished now, yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
But no, we worked for quite a few different shows over the last few years, but it was always our dream to launch our own circus, which we finally managed to do in 2012 with Circus Wonderland. And we've been regular visitors to Essex ever since. We're at Billericay now, and it's our fourth annual visit, isn't it, to Billericay?
It is,
and you've
got
your own big top, haven't you, there?
Yeah, there's about 20 people involved in the show from all over the place. We've got trapeze artists from Bulgaria, Spanish jugglers, Hungarian acrobats. It's international.
Right. So, Keiko, you must have seen circuses change, I guess, a lot since you got into... Because
there's a lot more
animals, I suppose, when you first got into circuses, yeah?
That's it. When I first started the circus I started with, we did have animals. We had camels, llamas, goats, ponies, all that kind of thing. We used to put on a Christmas show, and we used to hire in an elephant for the Christmas show, but times have changed now, so you have to change with the times, and ours is all human, but we have acrobats, like Popole said, acrobats all over from different parts of the world, you know. So
what are the sort of going off on a slight tangent, what are the regulations now as regards using animals in circuses?
Well, it's not against the law, you know. There are circuses still travelling England that has animals. If you go on the continent, in France, Italy, Spain, every circus has animals. People will not go and visit a circus unless it has animals, you know, the non-animal shows.
This is on the continent, mainly.
That's right, yeah, in France, you know, people won't go and see a circus if it hasn't got animals.
But people think over here it has been banned, but it hasn't. It's just different councils have different regulations. I mean, we've just been at a ground before we came to Billericay, and there are absolutely no animals. But they had a donkey derby the day before we arrived. That was okay, you know.
Yeah, I suppose it's animals. I mean, I suppose horses, people would be quite relaxed about seeing horses in a circus, but maybe not lions or tigers.
No,
but
I think even if you had horses, you wouldn't be able to do Sun Corner. You'd be in a farmer's field 6 miles out of the town where people can't see you, you know. Sun Corner, you're right at the end of the high street, there's passing traffic, you know, people can walk to the site, you know. If you're in a farmer's field 6 miles out of town, people can't walk to you, people can't get to you, you know. So I think in this day and age, you've got to be seen, you know.
So there's a lot more flexibility, obviously, if you don't use animals.
That's right, exactly, you know.
But you'll never please everyone. It's one of those things. Some people do come and say, oh, it's not really a circus without animals. Some people say, oh, I'm glad you haven't got animals, I wouldn't come otherwise. So you never please everybody, you know.
Let's bring Alan in here, because the story, which you may well have gathered, is in the Gazette this week. The headline is Robbed, Beaten and Spat At in Climb Up Clowning Ladder. We ought to go back to these guys in a minute, but have you known these guys for a while? Is that how you got hold of the story? Or
it was my idea to have the story in the newspaper, which I think is a very good story. It's a strange old tale, to be honest. Something I've done since I was a child.
Did you ever want to be a clown?
No, I must admit, it's never crossed my mind, to be honest. Neither a trapeze artist or a juggler or anything like that.
Right.
But since I was about six, I've collected posters for the circus. So that's kind of where it all came together, because Chris also collects circus posters. And there aren't many people out there who do collect circus posters.
You might be the only one in Essex. Who knows?
Probably the only one in Essex. No, probably not, actually. I can think of at least one other person in Essex who collects them.
Right.
There aren't many of us who do it.
I should imagine that. So let's go.
Yeah,
so that's intriguing. You know, robbed, beaten, spattered in climate. Let's go to Popple to find out more about that. So obviously it's not all fun and games all the time, then.
No, it's difficult for us because we're the clowns, but also we're hard-working directors trying to keep a show on the road against all the odds. And it's not always easy to act as the boss when you're wearing your clown makeup. Sometimes you forget and you're trying to tell someone off and they're just laughing at you. And you think, oh yeah, I've got my makeup on. But no, when you start...
We should add quickly, of course, that you've got it on today. It's a shame it's not television.
Fully dressed for the occasion.
Yeah. It was quite funny because this morning Alan sent a photographer over to the circus to get her a photo that will be in the paper tomorrow. But he said, no, we want you as yourselves, as Chris and Paul, not Kay Cole and Popol. And we felt so awkward. He was saying to us, just be natural, and we're doing like big faces to the camera, like forgetting that we're meant to be ourselves. You get used to hiding behind the makeup, I think, you know.
Yeah.
But no, we've had a lot of ups and downs. You start a new circus, and it's a relatively small industry, the circus world, but there are about 25 circuses on tour at the moment around the UK. And of course, they don't like it if a new one pops up. And if you're in the circus but you're not born into it, they call you a josser. That's their term for you. And it takes a lot of time to gain the respect of people that are born into the business, which I think we're starting to do. But
well, after how many years?
Well, we've had Circus Wonderland for 4 years, but we've been working together for 15.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
a long time.
So it's not like we've just appeared overnight. But no, there's a lot of rivalry. It's very cutthroat. We always keep our route as secret as possible because another show might jump in the town a few weeks beforehand, or if you are up the road from another circus, of course you have wars over the posters. They take yours down, so you take theirs down, and it gets crazy sometimes. And then if they're still left up, Alan comes and takes them down afterwards.
Oh yes. Okay. Oh yes.
Well, look, we could chat all afternoon, but sadly we haven't got time to chat all afternoon. But we've given the readers of the Brentwood Gazette a great taste of that, because it's a full page article on Popol and Kay Cole and their circus. And the name of the circus?
Circus Wonderland.
Circus Wonderland.
And we're at Sun Corner in Billericay for this week and for next week.
Yeah, it's not every day, is it? We should explain that it's not every day.
Thursday to Sunday this week and Thursday to Sunday next week.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for bothering to put your clown makeup on, especially for the occasion.
I should wear it all day.
We should be taking some photographs shortly. Alan, thanks to you
no
for coming
at all.
In. So it's all in, anyway, as I said, it's all in the new edition of the Gazette, together with the bit about the Little store, which we talked about, and the fact that Little's coming to Brentwood, and the sinkhole, which is just up the road. We chatted about that in the previous hour. If you missed that, that's a shame. So, the Gazette is out tomorrow, first thing in the morning. It's £1, and it's a real bargain.